been?
Good.
This meeting has been called to order. The elected citizen commission salaries. I said that totally backwards. The citizens commissions on elected salaries. Roll call.
Terry. Ronald.
Here.
Robert.
Here.
Diane.
Here.
Richard.
Here.
Randy.
Here.
Sherry.
Here.
And then next, we also do have a review and approval of minutes. We'll actually be doing two. The first one is from Monday, November 14th. And that was our last meeting. We didn't have a quorum.
That is correct. Thank you.
Thanks to a certain individual having it down at the wrong time.
Oh, no. It was A-okay. And then the second is for Monday, August 22nd, which we had decided on the 2016 decision for the city council, which was just to continue to stick with our 2015 decision. And that was pretty much that meeting.
Correct.
And then in your packet, moving forward, I do have a handout of Resolution 39563, which pretty much has the reappointment of Richard, as well as our newly appointed Randy and Sherry. And then also from here, Randy and Sherry, since you guys are new, we'd also like to just have like a brief introduction of the members, just so we can kind of get a little overview of all the members. Who would like to start?
Ladies first.
What would you like to know?
Your name, occupation, or?
I'm Sherry Barrera. I am a special ed teacher for the Federal Way School District.
Maybe Michelle introduced herself, but Sherry, I'm curious what you said. Obviously, you said yes to doing this. What interested you on this in this particular topic?
I got sent a letter for a request, and I thought, I like to broaden my horizons. I like to do new things, so that's why.
Very good. Wonderful. Welcome.
I'm Randy Droppert. I'm a data analyst for what used to be Kent Fire. What you guys know as Kent Fire is now Puget Sound Fire. Long-time firefighter, long-time resident of Tacoma. From most of my life, basically most of my life, I've been in Tacoma. A few of the early years I missed. But,
what is a data analyst for in the fire department context?
What do we do?
Yes. That's what I was attempting to ask. Say that again? What?
So I actually specialize in an area of what we call non-emergent medicine, and it's all those calls that we go on that aren't really emergencies that, you know, we have been traditionally going to lights and sirens and flying through communities at a dangerous pace, typically. And now we're actually, we have nurses on some of our rigs, and we're going much slower to those people that we can confirm are not having a heart attack or a stroke or it's not severe trauma. There's really very little science that says getting somebody from home to the hospital in 6 minutes or 20 minutes has a better outcome than if you take 35 minutes.
So if I catch a cold, would it be inappropriate or appropriate to call?
It'd be inappropriate.
I don't know. I really suffer when I
call. Oh, God. I've been, in my days as a firefighter, we get called to crazy stuff, like people with colds. It's like, I can't sleep.
Really?
Call the doctor in the morning like the rest of us would do, you know?
Because you're all so nice that they like to see you.
So 911 doesn't field that kind of stuff?
Well, that's what we're doing now. We didn't do that before.
Okay. Going to say.
We're some of the first to actually put nurses on rigs, and we're working very closely with Valley General Hospital,
very cool.
Working with insurance companies. They're part of our funding because the nurses are not funded out of our budget.
Mm-hmm.
We have a social worker. That's a whole new concept for a fire department to have a social worker.
Wow.
So, and it's all the, you know, we're an accredited department. It's all that data. It's all the response time data. Mm-hmm. How many calls? What types of calls? Where do we go? How fast do we get there? All that stuff.
Fun.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think it might be good for the current members to share a little bit about us and our experience here with our new members. What do you think?
I think it's a beautiful idea, Richard. Let's have it.
Thank you. So, okay, so I'm Richard Wilkinson. I'm, like I said, I am the HR specialist appointed to the commission. Apparently, the way this was set up, we had to have a lawyer, had to have an HR specialist, and then five members appointed from each of the districts. So I, the way I got on the commission is the HR director who reports to me, her sister worked in for Joy in the HR department in Tacoma. And because I'd previously been HR director in the city of Redmond many, many years ago, I remembered her. And so, okay, so as a favor to your sister, sure, I'll serve. So that's how I got on it. And just because I it's been a long time since I've been involved with city government, I, at least I'm familiar with the beast. And I've actually enjoyed it. I found it to be an interesting experience, and I'm relatively new to Tacoma. In fact, we just bought our place in May, so we've been renting a couple years. And I work at UW-Tacoma as an Associate Vice Chancellor for HR and OD, Organization Development. So.
I'm Diane Conway. I'm a partner at Gordon Thomas Honeywell. I am the legal representative to this particular panel. I've been practicing law in Tacoma for over 18 years, do mainly environmental, land use, and real estate law. And I got into this because Marilyn Strickman called me one day saying so. I'm like, I don't do employment law. Oh, you don't need to be an employment lawyer. And here I am.
Now, just to mention, I am also Mayor Strickland's appointee, and I've never met her.
I've met her. See, at least
I've had dinner with her.
Is that right? You're just ahead of me.
But I'm not appointed by her.
I subsequently learned she had called one of my partners trying to get her to do it, and she was too busy. She said, well, and so she threw my name into the mix. And we're no longer friends. But anyway, yeah. No, we're fine.
All right, well, I'm Robert Anderson. I'm a paper and pulp mill worker down here on the Tide Flats. I've been doing it for 16 years, almost 17 now. I got a letter in the mail, similar to you guys, and just thought, well, hey, you know, I could hopefully make a difference. Or
give a little back.
Yeah.
I'm Ron Malm. I'm a chemical dependency professional. I work in Puyallup with the struggling addiction field. I received a letter as well when I was going to school up the hill here in Tacoma, Evergreen State, what do you call that, satellite school. Took it to my advisor, and he tapped dance and said, you better do this. And, he thought it was really cool, and I thought it was a neat opportunity to learn a little bit more about how things work.
Mm-hmm. So you're not with MDC anymore?
No, I'm not. I moved on.
Okay.
They closed my youth program.
Oh. Uh-huh.
The Lakewood funding and attendance and things were kind of, the numbers were matching up, so they had to shut the program down.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
He was just MDC's Metropolitan Development Council, which does some great work here in the city.
Still sad over that.
Yeah.
We are your staff. I'm the Human Resources Director here, Joy St. Germain.
And I'm Chantra Mail, your staff liaison. I kind of was sort of drafted.
You call that empowerment.
Yes, and I also figured it would be a great experience to learn about the commission. I mean, it was new. It actually still is fairly new. I learned a lot so far. And looking forward to spending time with you guys. Yeah.
It's wonderful. Well, one big happy family.
Okay. So after this, I do also have to address the ground rules as well. It's pretty much the same as the prior years. But since we have new members, I just wanted to get out to you guys just to go over. But basically, in order for the session to take place or any decision to take place, we have to have at least 4 members of the committee present for a quorum. And I did also include, as part of the ground rules, the council district appointments and everyone's terms, along with the mayor's appointments as well. You guys can definitely look over them. If you have any questions, feel free to let me know. But they're pretty straightforward. And then moving forward, I know Terry, our chair, is not here, but he did request that we elect a new chair or re-elect chair or vice chair. So since he's not here, we do have pretty much everyone here. So we would like to take a vote.
So is he not willing to serve as chair?
I think he's ready to pass on the torch. But at the same time, in September, his term is also ending as well. And since we have new members, he wanted to give everyone a chance to, if anyone wants to be chair.
The spirit of rotation.
Yep, rotation.
Well, I will personally pass because my term also ends. And I am chair of too many blankety blank things in my other life, so I will let somebody else lead.
Well, I can move up the chain from vice chair to chair.
Would you be willing to do that? That would be great.
Certainly.
Yeah, excellent.
Okay. Unless there's any objections.
I would follow you blindly, Ron.
Well, you might be blind when you saw that. Yeah.
I think I've earned that somehow. Yeah.
Is anyone interested in becoming the vice chair? Just in case if Ron's not here.
Everybody's just looking at me. No, I don't know. I would love to, but I just can't find the time. Sorry.
All right. So I guess that's
it.
Richard?
I guess I'll step up as vice chair.
I want to plot that one. Right. I look forward to the partnership, Richard.
Very good. Excellent.
Well, then I guess now we should
do the official
motion, voting motion. Ron,
I move to, like we just discussed, that Ron would be the chair and Richard would be the vice chair.
Yeah.
All second. In favor?
All right.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Second.
Yeah, seconded.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Congratulations.
All
right.
There's
and
a
then,
champagne.
No bribery or nothing.
And then all in favor for vice chair, Richard.
Yep.
She did the motion.
Oh. Yeah, I did her vote. Yes. Awesome. So it's done.
Okay. All right. And then moving on, future meeting dates. So I pretty much did try to stick to about the same dates as it was last year, in and around about the same time. So I did come up with Monday, May 8th, Monday, August 21st, and Monday, November 13th.
Is Monday, August 21st the eclipse?
No. I'm not sure. Is there an... Oh!
I think it is. I'm not
There's this huge eclipse. You know what he's talking about? You want to be down in Oregon, first of all.
Oh.
That's what I was saying. He's hinting towards, maybe not being available.
No. There's this, what is it exactly? No, this is people have had it, like, booked out places years in advance.
Really?
I may just drive down.
August 21st. I won't be here.
Okay. Yeah, we may be able to do that a week, either way.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, why don't you explain what it is, just so people.
The sun will be black. It'll turn black at 9:30 in the morning. It'll be, you'll see it here too, but it's better. Like,
a little bit.
Part of my family
is
going to Jackson Hole for it. I'm going to Oregon for it.
It sounds like it's
like a once. It is literally a once in a lifetime.
I remember it as a little kid. It happened, and it freaked me out. I mean, I remember in the middle of the day it turned black, and it was so foreign that it just, I was probably 7 years old or something. It's like, oh, this is really creepy.
Aren't you also not supposed to really look at
when the... Yeah, you're supposed to look through something.
I
was
wondering,
welding lenses work or something a little darker.
Yeah.
So the 45th parallel, kind of the optical point?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the... Hmm.
It's like Bend, that area, I think, isn't it?
We've taken up a whole campground.
Oh, my God.
Down in Oregon.
So basically, we need to become really good friends with him, down with him, and get the invite. All right.
Which side of the 21st would you like, my friend?
I would like post. I would prefer the
28th.
The 28th.
Okay.
If that works. Okay.
And then just FYI, I do have a trial that starts on May 8th, but I'm hoping that trial won't go forward. But if it does, there may be a possibility I'll have to cancel late, but right now I don't plan on coming. Okay.
So then for Monday, August 21st?
28th.
Are we looking to move it to August
28th?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Of course.
Well, thank you. I feel like I've learned something.
I'm like, thanks for letting me know. Now I have something to report. And then, last but not least on the agenda is the discussion of the mayor and city council salaries. I put on there the recap of 2015 and 2016 decision. Mm-hmm. The reason why I brought that up is because we had a disclosure request regarding our decisions. And it was pointed out that 2015, our council member salary is actually deputy's mayor's salary.
Right.
So I wanted to just bring it out in the open to discuss it here.
Say that again about it.
Yes, I can orient you. I think if you look at one sheet, and then there's also the report, so you can cross-reference.
All right, I read that.
Page 2. Okay, so on the Tacoma sheet, it says mayor's salary, and that was at the time, 2015. And then the council member's salary, you can see that there's the deputy mayor salary is $48,069 on that chart. But when you look at the report that you adopted in the little chart, you actually have noted the deputy mayor's salary, not the council's, because it was an error on our part. So when our HR staff pulled, she didn't realize that there was a different salary for the deputy mayor, because they're chosen by the city council members, and the person that she happened to pull happened to be the deputy mayor at the time. So your report is not accurate because it's a higher salary than what the council.
Right.
So I think it's whether you do it now or later, it should be corrected and just...
So,
to make a note, so I'm not sure how to address it.
So basically you're saying is our assumption, the way that we went about reducing it was based on a salary that was actually higher than the deputy, than what the actual average council member's salary is.
And having said that, I feel like I was looking at this again, I really appreciate revisiting or being able to read again our report. I guess at a visceral level, I feel like the decision holds up pretty well, even though it was we didn't have the accurate number for the council salaries. I was looking at our ground rules, and it says, you know, don't revisit a decision unless there's a compelling reason to do so. And I don't see a compelling reason to do so. I think the 38 and then double it for the mayor makes sense. And certainly looking at the mayor council versus council manager cities, it seems to hold up, to me at least.
So can I get a little clarification in terms of why historically have our salaries been so much higher? Is there something different about how our city is run, even though it is labeled a council manager city, that our council and our mayor are doing more?
there was a couple things that appear to have happened. One was back in the, was it the late 90s? There was, or mid to late 90s, there was an automatic cost of living increase put on at 2.75%. And I may get the year wrong, but at that point in time, the interest rate, I mean, inflation was really quite high. And so that got put in place in part because it was, and correct me if I'm wrong from everybody's recollection, because we had the mayor at the time come in and talk to us at some point. And it was looking unseemly for the council, you know, to have to keep, you know, increasing their salaries, really. So if they figure they put this in, that'll just take care of right. that unseemly look about it. But what then happened, inflation went way down, and so over the time, the salaries went up, which is one of the reasons why we cut them back down. Because in theory, the council members are supposed to be part-time, you know, it's a voluntary type position. Right. Now, in reality, I will tell you, because once we did you share with them the survey that we did, that we got the feedback on?
No, it's not.
Okay.
So that might be good.
That would be very helpful.
Yeah, I think before we make any decision, because I think we have until September to make a decision whether to, basically we have until that long to make a decision whether we change our decision on what the 2018 salaries are going to be, because it has to be a certain amount of time and before the some date. And I think it'd be really helpful for especially the new folks to know kind of the thought process we went through. We did send out a survey. We put together a survey that was filled out by, I think, the majority of the council and the mayor. We don't know who. It was
anonymous,
so we don't know exactly who. And, you know, and just like, you know, any type of thing, you know, there's probably some people that embellished a bit more than others and other people who undersold what they actually did. But as a practical matter, there it's not just for a city council person. It's not just attending city council meetings. There's all sorts of subcommittee meetings. There are like state organizations that some of them participate in. And it really is an eye opener when you read through it. We also had David Bo come in, who retired. I guess that's the wrong way to put it. Retired from the city council effective January of last year. And he came in and talked through his experiences and what he thought. And he said, like I said before, there's certain people who do more than others, but there's certain people who put a boatload of time in.
Right.
And certainly the mayor, for example, I mean, she does treat it as her full-time job. And I think if you follow local news, you can kind of see that.
I made that assumption that, you know, she is busy. She's out there all the time. You see her everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
And then we talk about moving her salary back to way under what a lot of her people are making.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that Tacoma firefighters are making...
Oh, right.
You know, way, way, way more than that.
Yeah.
And so, initially, I go like, well, that just doesn't fit.
We did have a survey of the median... wages that everybody makes in Tacoma, as well as all the major cities that we could find that were relative to ours.
Right.
And for the numbers that we came out with, it was pretty well, kind of still the top of the...
Right.
Well, you know, there's two different forms of government. You have the because here we have a city manager. We don't have a strong mayor system, and that's why there's a breakdown on the mayor council salaries that you see. That spreadsheet. They have strong mayor. Seattle's the most obvious one, and city councils, and they don't use a city manager system. And what's sort of very unique about Tacoma is you have a city manager who does a lot of the administrative stuff. He basically runs the day-to-day, but then you have, in our case, we've had a very active mayor, at least with the last one. And who was before her?
What's his name?
Ray Corpus.
No, he was city manager.
Mr. Barsma.
So, it's probably a function who's in the position, but... there was a lot of discussion as we were doing this about, you know, because if you actually look at the council manager cities, Tacoma seems very out of whack
Right.
But the way that the city runs and the expectations that have been put on the mayor seem to be different than they are in other cities. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's a fair comparison.
Right.
You know, are we in a third category possibly?
Right. Exactly.
We have a charter.
The mayor, the current mayor, she's term limited. She's not running. So,
mm-hmm. She's term limited.
So it might be interesting, maybe. Helpful to have her come in and get her impressions. Maybe the next meeting or the one after.
I would actually appreciate that very much. Part of my consideration, given that this is a strong mayor versus a council manager, is that many of the managerial accountabilities that you would have in a strong mayor, you don't have. She runs the council meetings. She doesn't have anybody reporting to her. And that, to me, is a material difference in between the art mayor and mayors in a strong mayor form. Having said that, you know, it's been strange to me. We've had like no feedback from anyone about these reduced salaries.
That's true.
It's like, yeah.
Well, the council, those folks aren't going to say anything. I would
be very interested to hear what Mayor Strickland had to say. Is she, to some degree, her kind of robust approach to being the mayor, I don't know if that's the norm or if this is just really about her. And so it's always struggled that when you have a really good mayor, you almost can't pay him enough. And if you have someone who's coasting, you're like, well, why are we paying them anything? So I think that's a part of the struggle,
mm-hmm.
Trying to get to a sense of what's fair.
My assumption is it's not a 40-hour a week job. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's constantly.
Time in the office, time meeting with Joy and those kinds of people, and then it's an evening out at the Rotary auction, and it's just one thing after another.
Or is
the
David,
Boy Scouts and
David,
the Girl Scouts and the Y. And,
that's right.
Yeah.
As David Bowe said, he was standing in the line at the grocery store, and people come up to him, and it's like it never stops.
Yeah, I'm going to go to King Harbor to get groceries so nobody bothers me.
Seattle. Another part of it is we asked everyone to give us a breakdown of like the extra benefits other than their salaries,
right.
But the benefits that they receive and everything like that, we never got a response that I'm aware of. I don't know if you guys can correct me on that.
We talked about that. No, we do.
But then also,
we did get a breakdown. They're eligible for
healthcare.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And retirement? Do they get any retirement? No retirement, just the healthcare. Okay.
I think one of the other things, if you noticed in our report, we had very little time to act.
That was kind of annoying. Yeah.
But it was. I mean, that was just the reality we had.
So we had like three or four meetings in
one
month.
It's a little strange. So the thing was, let's make a decision, and then we can always revisit it. Prior to and the idea for the 18th is that everyone would be paid the same.
Yes.
Right.
It wouldn't be, nobody would have a reduction, like there wouldn't be a two-tiered system. So anyway.
Yeah, because we were looking at people being, starting new terms a couple of years ago, that if we had put in the reduction right away, it would have affected just the new people, but not the people already in place, because we were advised by city attorney that they couldn't, you can't change the salary mid range for the,
unless you raised it.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can take it away on full term, but you can only give it, extra on midterm.
Okay. One of the other interesting things that for me at least about this commission is our decision is final.
We're law writers.
It's really unusual. I've not seen that before, where literally it's unilateral. We have the authority to do.
I like how you guys, some of the, actually marked, I have a copy at home that I've marked up, and that this is sobering and not taking it lightly. I mean, mm-hmm. I like the decision process. Mm-hmm. It just, to me, it feels like it's not enough money for as much time as they're putting into it. It just doesn't feel right. I mean.
But like we were saying though, at the time we only had 1 month and nobody could get us the information we required or requested within that month time frame, and we had to act, and so we decided to basically half, in essence, half the salaries, so that way later on, once we had more information, we could add back on if it so.
We didn't have them. I forget what method we used. It was
it's a quarter on hers about.
Okay.
Roughly.
Yeah. All right.
It's,
but yeah.
One of my questions though is if we prepare for U.S. staff the updated information, and if you're still going to stick with that, what should the deputy mayor salary be? Is it the differential that's still here? Can we look at the difference?
I think that's it.
Because it's a different, they do get paid a little bit when they serve in that time.
Hmm. I think that's a fair question, is should there be a differential for the deputy mayor? Obviously, we took away, just for Randy's and Sherry's, we did remove the automatic increase.
Right.
So any changes are going to be our decision going forward.
Okay.
But I think that would also be worth considering revisiting. I would love to have Mayor Strickland show up and talk about her perception of the job.
So the reasoning that we didn't have them get paid more is because it's a rotational,
right,
and each person is supposed to go through the rotation, you know, and our council managers or whatever, they already get paid more than all the other ones. So it was kind of that.
I thought we were told they didn't get any different. That's what I remember.
At the time
we were told that they weren't paid anything different for being in that position, and it turned out that was not the fact.
Oops. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After we'd already made the decision.
Right.
So I don't know. It's just something to think about
I thought that we had talked about it, and then we figured that it was already, they already get paid more, so it's kind of in the wash, as in.
I know I missed a meeting last year, so maybe that was discussed then. I don't know.
So we can look at the minutes if we need to. I guess
just
as a side note, the public disclosure request, this person just wants the information so we can easily give it.
Oh, yeah,
but
totally.
Then it raised the question about, was that the logic then, so that deputy mayor or not, they're all going to be paid this in 2018? And that's okay, too. It's just wanting clarification so that we're real clear. Or did we, because we made the error and then we're going back, that, no, you're not going to have a separate salary when you serve. And it is, they do rotate.
Yeah, we can totally revisit it. But
or leave it there and confirm that actually was the intent.
Yeah.
Which just isn't clear in here.
Yeah.
That was the intent with the cycle that they were doing when we made that decision.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Can they not accept being deputy mayor? Can they refuse it?
I've never seen anyone refuse it.
I
don't know what their process is as the council members. But
did they do it in seniority rotation?
I don't know if it's seniority. I mean, well, let's ask that question. I'll find out.
Okay.
Because I think it's interesting. Because then, really, when the mayor's not there, they step in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they are on a trip or just up there at the council meeting. So, but let's find out what their process is. We'll find that out for you.
And it would probably be helpful to know exactly what their duties are besides filling in at council meetings. And my recollection, there was something more, and I don't remember what it was, but I remember David Bowe talking about it. And I could be wrong.
This is interesting. My memory of David's comment, though, was it was additional work, but it's not that much work.
Mm-hmm.
So small differential makes sense. I think I was struck by his comments more about just the basic, just the day-to-day demands.
Yeah.
I still remember him commenting the day after he was appointed, because he filled in a term and then got elected, was that his integrity was immediately in question.
Yeah.
That suddenly he became a dishonest politician when the day before.
He was a good guy.
He was a good guy. I really was struck by that, how kind of sobering it is, how we, the assumptions we make about elected officials now.
Well, and also you talked about the stress on personal relationships.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were in counseling and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. But then again, the mental health benefits available to him through. got it covered, man.
Yeah. So here, my thoughts are we should definitely get the survey information. Why don't we just redistribute that to everybody? I know I have it in my email. But just as a reminder to everybody for the next meeting to kind of refresh your recollection, and for those who were here last year, and for more information for the folks that are new, and then maybe talk to Marilyn to see if she could make that May 8th. So it is May 8th meeting, if she's around.
Yeah.
Because she also was, of course, on the council before she became mayor.
That's
so.
Correct. The one thing we can do is at least update the numbers, because the automatic increases from forward, because they're still in place, right?
Right.
So this is an outdated, so I need to make sure that this table, because they've been increasing.
No, I think these are the salaries. I mean, these you could always figure out what because of the increase. These are the automatic increases.
On top. Through 17, right?
Do you think they're just held at the 2015 number?
No, I think they've increased about the 20. I just want to double check.
Okay.
Well, again, it doesn't change that data doesn't change the recommendation. The recommendation or the decision, I should say, doesn't change the decision. Our decision is 3876.
Exactly.
Unless you change it.
Right. The question is, though, whether the 2016 and 2017 salaries went up.
I think they
They went up.
Mm-hmm. You did, but didn't we nix the automatic increase?
No, that ends the 2018, too.
Correct.
I thought that was immediate.
I didn't think so.
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right,
because it was the expectations of people become a council person with the certain expectations and maybe made economic and life decisions around that. Then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to make sure that chart, so I can do the chart for you that's updated with the salary. We'll ask the mayor to attend the meeting so you can talk to her, and then we'll get the salary information back out to everyone.
That sounds great.
Okay.
I think that will be really helpful. Then we'll find out what is the process where they choose the deputy mayor and what the additional duties are, mm-hmm. so that you know that as well. I'm not privy to that information. I just know they pop up in reality.
How did you guys arrive at the 38 and 76? Was that a negotiated?
We used the information of, you know, the automatic increases we're going through when times were really, really tough. And it just kind of kept on going and going.
Right.
And we took that into consideration as well to kind of get things back to point where we could
factor that out, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also looking at the, you know, other salaries out there for council folks. Now, how much the other city council members do elsewhere, I don't know. It's really going to depend on the size of the municipality. So we thought we will look at maybe Spokane, more comparable size. Spokane and Vancouver are probably what's Bellevue at?
And there was a time I worked somewhat closely with the mayor in Kent, and she works her butt off.
Yeah.
I mean, she is in meetings all day long. And
it never leaves. I mean, you're out and about.
Yeah,
I mean, it's...
Too.
Not a job.
Remember, though, that it's a different form of government.
No, I understand.
Yeah, and that's a mayor council versus a council manager.
I remember I'm not sure it negotiated, but it was, we talked about different numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what was, you know, too low or too high,
right.
You know, that kind of thing. So it wasn't.
You want to attract good people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, you want to make it interesting for them, and you certainly want them to feel like it's a stepping stone forward.
And you want them to be involved in the state organizations
and
various committees and stuff like that. And you don't want them to, like, destroy their lives in the meantime. So, you know, it's
a livable salary.
Yeah, no, they're part-time. You have to remember.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be part-time. Now, whether it is, in fact, part-time is...
their choice.
And quite frankly, I mean, if anybody's lived in the city long enough and follows any of this long enough, you'd know that some work a lot harder than others on the council.
I mean, when somebody makes a comment in this document about part of it is volunteerism, and that's where the volunteer piece comes into my opinion, you have a certain body of work you have to do in that position. Mm-hmm. What you do beyond that body of work is that's kind of your extra decision.
Mm-hmm. One of the challenges here is there isn't, I remember mentioning this at the very first meeting, I think, is that there's no market for elected officials. So you're not like you're going to compete for the best. You got people who get elected. And so it's really is the kind of analysis that you would do in setting salaries and other settings you just can't, it doesn't fit. So as a result, we come to this conclusion. As it, having said that, one of, just for the future reference, not for the next meeting, it would be interesting. I know that there's other commissions for elected official salaries. I wonder what basis they use for their actions. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think there was...
There's a whole bunch of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh.
That would be, might be an interesting research.
Well, the state one has one.
State right, their state, well, yeah. But others. I think Spokane has one.
Yeah, we can find out. Then that's the other piece.
In Snohomish County. I remember going on Lake Snohomish County. I remember looking at a whole bunch of them, just kind of when I first started, we first started, and I tried to familiarize myself with the process.
Yeah. It's one thing we might want to do before the September is when you're supposed to adopt.
Right.
Is update this again too, because this is 2015. We need to get the update.
Oh yes, that would be very good.
Also, meeting. As I'm looking back,
just give them to me, guys.
As I was glancing through my meeting notes from 2015, we got one. Something that's good for our new people is to know the Open Public Meetings Act. For the emails and everything, make sure you keep all your emails. Make sure you do. Yeah, it's just kind of revisit that for.
We both have been through the training. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
And then also, when Chandra sends you something, not to reply all, because then it's like, we didn't notice that.
Oh, great.
But that's an official communication, even if you're on email.
Yeah.
Don't worry, guys. I keep them.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. That's very helpful. Mm-hmm. I'll follow up on all these things for you.
Thanks for the history lesson.
Yeah.
No, that was helpful.
But yeah, so.
So when the mayor comes, though, you'd like her just to talk about again her perspective on
the job and what's required versus what's not, what is sort of volunteer, you know, what she does, and you know, and it may be that the. You know, at some point there needs to be a different job description for the mayor, which is beyond the scope of what we're responsible for.
Is there a job description for the mayor?
Probably not formal, but I can look again. That'd be interesting.
I would be interested in hearing from her in her own sense. You know, she obviously observed other mayors. How much of a difference is her approach to being mayor compared to what she experienced with other mayors? I also would be very interested to understand better the relationship between the mayor and the city manager. Mm-hmm. Yes, how much is she consulted on anything involving the administrative leadership of the city versus not consulted? I mean, really, is that just, you know, she's really about the agenda for the city council meeting, and that's really it.
I mean, she's the face of the city.
Right.
Does the city manager work at her pleasure? Does he?
At the council's pleasure. City council's pleasure.
So, and you know, all, as staff, we're supposed to not have direct contact with the mayor and the city council. They're supposed to go through the city manager. Although sometimes they do, but then we really say, well, we as staff report to the city manager. The city manager is the one employee of the city council and the mayor.
So
some of it's personality driven, but overall, my sense from my seat is that the city manager's job is they're the bosses, so to speak, so that they inform them on everything that connects with the community. So if the community is complaining about something that Public Works is doing, they do talk a lot. And the city manager needs to carry out the policy direction of the city council and the mayor. So there is enough, there's a lot of communication. And it does depend that at least TC Broadnax had regular meetings with the council members and the mayor to make sure that he's not bringing the city in a different direction because they're the policy makers. So it would be great to hear from her.
Yeah.
So that would be, we can jot that down as well. And Richard, you said in comparison to other mayors, she worked under Mayor Barsma as well. Mm. So the interesting that we
I just think it would be, I think I would join the people who are impressed by how she's everywhere every day. How did she do that? I thought she's such an able ambassador for Tacoma. We need someone who kind of has that presence. At the same time, honestly, don't how much of the glad handing is her choice versus necessary as a part of her responsibilities. That, you know, the commitments we have to all the different regional things that we have to do and so forth.
Well, and you also have to, I mean, the tricky thing too is like, yeah, she's worth, you know, probably twice what she gets paid, but would the next person in that position be doing the same thing?
Right.
I mean, I think the nature of the job has changed quite a bit in the last 20 years or so because of all the expectations for serving on things like sound transit boards and this, that, and the other thing. And there was a list of boards that we were given. Mm-hmm. And I think is that part of that questionnaire?
Yes.
Is that on there? Yeah, so you'll see that. It is really pretty extraordinary. Now, some of them, it's not like that all of them meet every week or anything, but there's a definite expectation.
But they're important to Tacoma's economic future.
Oh, right, absolutely. And getting us out there and making sure that the decisions get made that benefit the city and not somebody else.
Yeah, it's such a struggle because you don't want to overpay, you don't want to underpay.
Yeah. You know, and I kind of, I mean, there's always arguments, was it last year or the year before, there's argument about whether to have a strong, go back to the strong mayor system, which actually Tacoma used to have utility, and then it got very corrupt. And then, so that's when the city manager system was put in place. I mean, I kind of like having, you know, like the bureaucrat in charge of like the day-to-day, the administrative stuff, and then having somebody be the face. Because it's hard to find people with skill sets that do both. Right. I mean, I think the current guy in Seattle does a pretty decent job, or seems to. I don't live there, so I don't experience that on a day-to-day. But I bet you the other thing that they have there is much, in perhaps other cities, is they have a much bigger manager-type system. And so there's no way he could do all the administration stuff for a city that size and do all the outreach like he's supposed to do.
I think he's surprised that I would have expected the mayor of Seattle to get paid more than that.
Yeah.
So is this next
meeting? Yeah, you can't afford a house there on that salary anymore.
That's so true.
Although isn't his husband like a doctor or something? I guess. Thank you.
I think you have to live in this city if you're
That is so
mayor.
True.
Is this next meeting with the mayor, is that going to be the 8th of May?
Hopefully, if she can schedule it.
Okay.
And I would say if she can't do the 8th, but she can do the 1st, maybe we see if we can all get together on the 1st.
We'd be flexible about that.
Yeah, I agree.
I was just wondering, I need to talk to HR. We're having a lot of issues at the mill, so, and try to get me pushed, you know, covered a little better for this. But we're just short.
Well, we'll do it as soon as possible to get the date nailed down so that you can plan.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll check.
I mean, well, either way, I mean, you know, what happens, happens. So if I can make it, I will.
So you guys were saying with the 8th or the 1st?
Well, we're going to check with the mayor. Right now it's the 8th.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I know, but I can't do the 15th, so.
I worked for a strong mayor in Redmond.
Yeah.
And the first mayor, of course, she hired me, so of course she was wonderful. I was really impressed because I had grown up working in council manager cities in California. So I was, that's pretty much that's the norm for city governments in California is council manager plans. So when I came here and I went to work for a strong mayor, I said, what a kind of a setup, this seems out of date. But then I worked for this mayor who had some real savvy and some good managerial leadership instincts. And I said, God, well, this is kind of a bonus. You have both the management skills and the
political skills, political
presence. Yeah. Like, this is better than these city managers are blowing smoke. And then she lost. The same year that she was selected the outstanding elected official in King County, she lost her reelection to someone less skilled, let me put it gently. And boy, that was a tough few years. It was very difficult. And you really did not have someone who had managerial skills at all. It's an ugly situation.
Look at the mayor of Pacific, who lost basically the entire government.
That's all.
He either fired him or they quit.
Yeah. He like came out of the backwoods, though.
Yeah. So it's really these mayor council setups are very problematic.
They can be, depending who gets in charge.
Yeah.
If they don't, particularly, I think what a lot of times you see is people, because they're glad-handing their politicians, but they don't necessarily have the administrative management skills, and that's, you know, if you're in a strong mayor system, you have to have them.
Yeah. Interestingly, her son is now the mayor of Redmond.
Oh.
And apparently he does a good job. I've been out of city government for 17 years, but apparently I've heard that's a good job.
Lots
of homework for us.
Professional growth.
Looking forward to it. Anything else?
Well, I guess now any public comment? Which
the public?
Nope, I think we're good. So
we move a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.